Matt Offerman, Offerman Woodshop Midwest. Spirit Animal, Rick Simon. Fave Tool, Knowledge, J.K., J.K., R.O.F.L. Favorite Hobbit, Sharky. Hirsute Scale, Gimli. Card Game, Shoot the Moon. Math Club or Band, both. Pets, 1 dozen American centaurs, 2 dogs, 2 cats, 5 chickens, and 1 clone, self. Illuminati level / stature, Vulcan, 4. Burrito order, breakfast with steak. Favorite wood, barn timber. Oh, brother, do I love this fellow. Growing up as the 2nd and 4th children, with our formidable sisters occupying slots 1 and 3, Matt and I had 7 years separating us in age, so we never got to hang out that much until I was finishing college and he was asking me questions about things like beer and how to operate bra snaps. Matt Mailman, as he dubbed himself in the early years, was always the sharpest of us 4 siblings, meaning no disrespect to our powerful sisters. Their intelligence was and is magnificent, but Matt was a math club kid and quickly became the go-to consultant in matters of VCR programming and how to make the answering machine work. He also quickly took to using tools, which was very pleasing to all of us older Offermans, who were always hoping some extra labor would show up. Again, meaning no slight to our sisters, whose work with books as teacher and librarian, respectively, will always be revered above our paltry man-cub offerings. On top of these foundational personality traits, Matt also developed into the funniest person I know. I am very grateful that he has joined me in a lifelong adherence to all things Tolkien, Dungeons and Dragons, and Freemason. He lived in Los Angeles and worked with us at the shop for several years before making the prudent choice of moving his beautiful family back to Manuka and the protection of our sisters. There, he and my dad worked together to produce a few items for our shop from their outpost that I call OWS Midwest. Whenever the 3 of us fellas are able to get together, once we have satisfied our sister's bidding by paying a suitable tribute in cash, we can be found either playing euchre or fishing while sampling Matt's latest offering from his own waitressing efforts at Solemn Oath Brewery in Naperville, Illinois. All kidding aside, we hold ourselves the luckiest of males to have the privilege of serving such exalted figures as our sisters. Think about how many guys around the world would swap their very eye teeth for the opportunity to clean our sisters' dishes or fold their laundry just so after they have befouled their garments out on the town, partaking in one of their flagrant, rapacious bacchanals. Okay, now, all kidding aside for real, neither Matt nor I would be living the lucky lives we lead were it not for the exemplary support of our family, our mom and dad, our sisters, who are actually super smart, but also fully decent enough to clean up their own puke-ridden blouses, not to mention my mom's side of the family, the Robertses, and my dad's folks, particularly his brother, Uncle Mark, an absolute ninja at both the card table and the baking oven. I want to lay out this slight genealogy by way of imparting to you that woodworking works best when connected to everything else, a family or community of loving people who like to cook and laugh and make sure everybody's feeling good. When we all care what the young people are getting up to and demonstrate our care to them, we stand a better chance of them wanting to produce tables and stools rather than dented bumpers and worse.